From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
Nigel's in Australia still, and I'm in a cafe in the middle of the city of London. So if you're getting any buzzing noise, you're feeling the distance between us, then that'll be why. So this week, Nigel, you have been on video. I noticed you're on YouTube talking about how you can improve e-learning. In the same week, we have Don Taylor of the Learning and Performance Institute saying that there should be no E in front of the word learning. So that's my question to you this week, is should we be talking about e-learning or just drop the E altogether and just concentrate on learning?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The other thing I've done today, actually, is I've spoken at the e-learning Industry Association of Victoria conference. So I've been immersed in the question of E and learning. I think ultimately I must say I'm with Don, that it's all about learning. And when learning is technology enabled, almost 100% in some form or another, isolating one particular delivery system seems absurd. But one of the things that was brought up today, actually, by Craig Simon, who's a big e-learning developer, he said that when you go in the room and talk about e-learning, people that you're talking to, particularly the business, has a prescribed notion of what you mean, and that prescribed notion is usually bad. In other words, it's about compliance, it's boring, it's page-turning, it's electronic to save money, etc., etc. So what he does, he talks about digital learning. So therefore, he's talking about a focus on something that is largely online, but breaking away from the E. But the key thing that not upsets me, but that gets me riled slightly, is that when you focus on e-learning, in your head is a product. When you talk about learning, in your head is a process. And ultimately, I think it's the process we have to focus on. We have to make learning not a simple, isolated product that is aimed at one person, but a process that can have many facets and many different shapes and forms.
So what does this mean for the very, very large e-learning industry and its attendant interaction designers and, you know, the whole shebang? There is a massive industry here and there are lots of vested interests in people doing click next type e-learning. So how do you see that evolving? Because there's a huge legacy.
There is a huge legacy. In Australia, there are close to 400 companies that do quote-unquote e-learning development. That's quite astonishing. The 400 in Australia, that would mean there's probably thousands in the UK. My view is, I suppose, two or threefold. One, that I really do think click e-learning is dying because it's ineffective, it's incredibly boring, and the fact that it's cheap doesn't necessarily save it. Secondly, that we know a lot more about building learning communities, about making learning emotional and engaging, about creating different forms of learning so we end up with a kind of blend of different methods. All of those things fly in the face of click e-learning. So there is going to be a transition. There will always be laggard companies commissioning material by laggard developers. The ones at the forefront, and a lot of the people I met today, are doing some unbelievably interesting work and exciting work that you could categorize it as e-learning, but it's much more using the digital environment to enable all sorts of different kinds of learning in the community. And that's what we want. We want different sorts of learning, e-enabled, digitally enabled, to make learning exciting, fun, connected, all sorts of other things. And the e-learning badge is almost becoming toxic now.
So I think it's incumbent on anyone in the industry that's kind of got wearing that e-learning badge to, and I presume this is already happening for them, that they're talking a different language now. They're talking about what technology can do to help people in the work that they do and develop themselves and work more effectively. So it's, I mean, I feel like I'm giving anyone who's working in e-learning a hard time by what I've said, but really the challenge, it seems, from what you're saying, is that it's about talking a different kind of language now.
That's exactly right. We need companies that can develop learning, electronic learning. We desperately need them. But it's the nature of the conversation. You don't go in with a solution, and you hold it up and say, I can give you one of these, flick, 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 click, click, click. What you go in and say, what is the change you want to see? What are the outcomes that you want to happen within 6 months or 1 year in your organization? And then from that, you work backwards and you say, well, the kind of solution that I think might work for you is this and this and this. And I can give you an example of that. And we can pilot that and see if that works. And if not, we can modify it. So it's a different kind of, not one solution fits any kind of circumstance, but we can fine tune in much more interesting ways now, because the technologies have advanced and our knowledge of what makes effective learning has advanced. And we've got some great examples now of brilliant work that actually does work. It delivers learning. And we know that boring page turning, endlessly clicking doesn't work. You don't remember it. It's tedious. It's painful, and it is much disliked by the end user.
Great, Nigel. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Martin, and I really hope that you have a good day in London. The traffic calms down, and you've at least had a decent cup of coffee.
Yes, and have a good one in Oz.
Thank you very much. Take care, Martin.
From scratch. From scratch. From scratch, from scratch, from scratch.